Swain and Biscayne. Join us every Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. Free Spirit Worship Center, where families are our focus. Exciting praise and worship, a family-friendly worship environment. For additional information, call 561-596-8772 on the web at www.fswcc.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Our faith is like gold, the analogy of gold tried in a fire. It's not like scrubbing a garment by the brook. It's the analogy of gold in a fire. So there's some stuff that comes into your life that's like a fire. But remember, it's only a light affliction, but for a moment. And God has employed it. One wonderful thing about God is that he'll never leave you in a fire too long. The goldsmith, the silversmith, expert at their craft. You've heard the story of the silversmith. He leaves the silver in the middle of the fire until he can see his reflection. Once he sees his reflection, he knows it's pure, and he brings it out. Well, the same way with the Lord. He puts you in the fire. You don't go through fires for nothing. Oh, I'm in another trial. Why? Because there's some stuff in you that God has to get out of you in order for what he has for you to do and the people that he wants you to influence. So he puts you in there until he sees himself. When he sees his reflection, says, okay, bring him out. People tend to burn food sometimes, you know, burn stuff. You go and be thinking about something else. God don't do that. The only reason why you stay in a fire seems like too long, because you holding on to something. Amen. Amen. He's trying to get it out of you. And the fire steady burning. You holding on. There's come time where you let go. See, true gold, pure gold is soft. When it's hard, it has aloe in it. It has nickel, it has cadmium, it has penny. It has a lot of stuff in there that need to be brought out because it's not pure. And see, that's where a lot of saints are sometimes. They have a lot of stuff. They love God, but they got to be purified. They got to go through trials and tests. And all of us have gone through trials and tests, and there'll be more trials and tests because God wants to take you to another level. Hello? Take you higher. Take you deeper. Increase your influence. Put more in your hand, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The kavod. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. A saint of God learns faith value through trials. We're delivered from the natural man and the carnal man and the fleshly man through fires. Thank you for the hallelujah and amen way in the back. But let's get quiet when we talk about trials and tests. It's not going to be anything that you can't take. You know, if you know like I know, sometimes you don't want to go through this. You don't want to go through certain things. It's like, oh, Lord. But when you get in the midst of it and God start working on you and you start to change and you start to see the goodness of God start to make, and then God cuts it off, you say, Lord, don't stop now. Come on, bring on some more. I want some more of this because I see what it's doing to me. What is he doing? He's freeing you from the carnal man, from the carnal mind, from just sight to seeing. You start to place faith value. And when you base it upon the word, you're in a win-win situation. All things are for your sake. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Do you know you cannot be defeated? When you got saved, you won. It's not a matter of trying to get to heaven. We're born from there. My place is there. My citizenship is there. That's no problem. I'm raised up and seated there right now with him in that heavenly realm. I'm not trying to get there. 99 and a half won't do. No, I'm not trying to get there. We're there. Our assignment is to bring that here. That's the challenge. The gates of hell that are here, the devil that's squatting, the usurper, the criminal, the perpetrator that's stolen a lot of our stuff and is illegally occupying this earth realm. First, Jesus came. And when he came, he said, the kingdom of God has come. He said he cast out devils, healed the sick, raised the dead, established the precedence. He said, now I go unto my Father. But the works that I do, you shall do also. And greater works. That same anointing. I said the same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead is working in us today. Let me go a little further. It's working in your finance today. It's working in your family today. It's working in your body today. It's working in your business today. But have you wrapped your mind around it? Not another anointing, the same anointing. Let me take it a little further back in Genesis. That same anointing, that Holy Ghost that was brooding upon the waters of the deep, the face of the deep. He had already destroyed everything, but he was brooding there. Nothing was happening. He was just brooding. Then God the Father looked out, said, light be. Holy Ghost went, manifesting illumination of light. That same spirit in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 is the same spirit that's on the inside of every blood-washed believer. Not another spirit, not a lesser Holy Ghost. Somebody up in here better recognize. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Oh, hallelujah. The same anointing, the same Holy Ghost. I believe this is going to be manifested at a certain time, according to God's time, where people are going to begin to experience more and more translation, finding themselves in a place preaching or working or doing something. And they don't even know how they got there. They were transported by the Spirit of God because there was a work they needed to do. That's Bible too. While we look not at the things that are seen, face value, but at the things that are not seen. For the things which are seen, they're temporary. The system's temporary. The banking system is temporary. The loan system, loan, all this stuff is temporary. The economy, temporary. But there's something that was here before an economy, before a bank, which is eternal, which has not changed. All right. It's important where we set our sight. Amen. I said it's important where you set your sight, what you are looking at, because many have sight. If you see, whether you see or not is determined by where you have set your sight. Here you only see so far, and it's what they say. You know what they say. I've always wondered who they were that say these things. Most of them don't know God. So who are they? Breath and breeches. Their life is a vapor. They have no authority when it comes to the kingdom of God. That's where you have authority. In Genesis 19, in verse 23, the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him. And she became a pillar of salt. But his wife looked back from behind him. Brother Donald, come here a moment. Brother Donald will be the Holy Spirit. Stand right here. Face that way. This is Lot's wife. Of course, this was Lot because she was behind him, following him. But instead of keeping her eye on him, she looked back from behind him. See, the Holy Spirit will lead us over here to where that greasy bag was. That's what the Holy Spirit. But see, if I'm following him and then suddenly I look back from behind him, I'm going to settle for this that's over here. She looked back. Her deliverance was right there. Her new beginning was right there. God had favored them. The only ones to be delivered out of that whole city. But she looked back from her leader, from following to behind. And she became a pillar of salt. Looking back will abort your journey. If not careful, looking back. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you don't think about things. You know, I'm talking about looking back. There was something in her heart. Her heart was not pure. Her sight, she had sight, but she couldn't see. She was looking back. Something in her heart that had her look back. God had commanded, don't look back. The angel said, do not look back at whatever cost. Don't look back. But there was something in her heart. That's why we got to allow the Holy Ghost to purify us. God don't want to bless you and bless you and bless you. Then you go to looking back with God's money. Don't you know that's a formula to be taken out of this world quick? We've seen enough people get up there and then fall. Looking back. The Word of God tells us in Luke 9:62, a man having put his hand to the plow. You can't even plow a straight row. You can't even drive in your lane. You better stop all that texting while you driving it. Think you can do it while you at the light and everybody honking at you and you still, all the cars going, light about to turn back red and you still. You can't look back and be driving straight. Not for long anyway. You might glance to see if anybody back there, you can change lanes. You know what I mean? But a man having put his hand to the plow and looking back means you start to soften up your conviction. You start to compromise what you say for the sake of gain. You'll tell a little white lie here and there. Because you know you up for a promotion or something. Or you have opportunity. See, ambition knows no father. They don't know principle. It's not scrupulous. It'll just do to get. But all that has to do with looking back. She looked back and became a pillar of salt. A monument of salt. Salt that lost its savor. Salt that was good for nothing. People to look upon with disdain. What could have been. Look what it became. They never made it. Matthew chapter 14, verse 29. Jesus told Peter, he said, come. When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?
We have come to the close of part 8 of our series entitled, The Faith Crisis. Today's message, at faith value. Fire purifies while water cleanses. Water cannot do what fire can do. Pure gold is pliable and soft, just like a pure heart. Jesus changes, shapes, and molds. A saint learns faith value through trials. The same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead is still working today. When you only set your sight on your difficulty, you only see doubt and unbelief. When you look to Jesus, he will deliver you. Allow the water of the word to cleanse you and allow the fire of trials to purify your heart. Remember, faith value is based on the purity of your heart.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.